Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Women and men are different in many, many ways, and there are unique challenges that women face compared to men in many, many areas. Banking is one of them. Their relationship to their money is another. So how can we as a culture, as a society, make sure that financial services address or at least acknowledge some of these differences? Alexandra Stanti is the founder of Bank Like a Woman, and she has compiled a report on some of these big questions and joins us now to talk about it. Hello there.
Hello.
What does it mean to bank like a woman? I'm hearing Shania Twain singing that phrase.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Isn't that great? I was thinking Shania Twain. I was also thinking of that old Secret slogan, strong enough for a man, but made for a woman from like, I think they got rid of that in the 90s, but still I remember it. There's something really compelling about that notion.
You're giving me so many great ideas. I love that.
Listen, we should have talked before you published your report. I'm a font of ideas, but what does it mean? What does it mean to bank like a woman?
Bruce, there's some really distinct differences in the way women and men approach their finances, from the way they spend to the way they save to how they grow their money. And bank like a woman, really what we found is if you speak to women and really think about and empathize with their lived experiences and the way women go through their lives, there are some unique challenges to overcome. And those challenges have financial implications. And so the report really found, that banks should be catering to women or the different genders in different ways. And so that really was the genesis of this whole project.
What are some challenges that you would highlight as examples? What are we really talking about here?
I think the challenges that I really like to highlight are, again, those unique lived experiences or, you know, the meaningful events in our lives. And so to highlight a few, women generally make less money. And so that is a well-known concept.
Fact. It's a fact. The data goes back since the mammoths were roaming the earth.
I know. Let's not debate it. Canadian women actually make an average of 89 cents for every dollar that men make.
Yep.
And that is from a number of factors, whether it's career choices, whether it is a comfort level with negotiation.
Yep.
It really is a fact that we generally make less money. And so one of the interesting statistics I found was women reach their peak earnings at the age of 44 on average, while men's earnings continue to climb for another decade. So they don't reach their peak until 55 years old. Another thing I like to highlight in terms of the differences in between men and women are we have volatile earning patterns. So because we are the caregivers, because we birth children, we take time away from work to care for aging parents, for aging spouses, we typically will retire earlier. Those volatile earning patterns have a compound effect on our overall wealth.
You wanted to understand as a second objective, you wanted to understand what it would look like if women designed a bank. And what did you define? And I'm sure it wasn't just the cliche, you know, warmer, softer color palette that some people might identify.
You know, when we put out the initial survey, we had some pushback. Women don't want to be singled out in their banking. I don't want a credit card painted pink. You know, that's really not what we're talking about here. It's really about empathizing with our life journeys. And so let's talk about if women designed a bank with respect to the two things we just talked about, our volatile earning patterns.
And what would they do differently? I want to shift what from would the they problem, do which is I completely get it. What would they do differently? If women designed a bank, what would they do differently to address the volatility of women's incomes?
I think that a focus on starting now, starting as soon as possible. But if we designed a bank, it would really be around the behaviors. So I want to focus on behaviors instead of knowledge. And so what I've found in this work is there's a lot of women who are holding back on action because they don't feel like they have the knowledge to, let's say, start investing or participate in their own finances. So what I think is that if women designed a bank, the focus there is on how do you behave with your money? Mm-hmm. And what are those incremental habits that you can create to improve your financial life?
Almost every sector in the Canadian economy has huge amounts of work to do for gender equality at the senior levels and the bank and the boardroom.
Yes.
Less so the banks. So they have, I just had an interview on this show with the head of retail banking for a bank. The president of Tangerine is a female. Mm-hmm. The board chair of RBC is a female. There are so many examples of women in senior roles. And I'm not arguing that it's enough, but I would argue that it is critical mass. Why is that not making the difference you want to see be made?
That's a really great question. And I think that it just comes down to the ripple effect delay. I've noticed there is a distinct focus on having more women working in financial services. There's also a focus on supporting more women entrepreneurs. But in terms of our daily banking and the growth of our money, it seems that there is a delay. And in the research, we found that actually one of the sort of aha moments in this research is that something like 50%, over half of women are still deferring their financial decision-making. And that's higher order financial decision-making. So investing, insurance, retirement planning, they're still deferring those decisions to their male spouses. And so I think that it's that traditional gender role that we're really stuck in that. And so we need to sort of encourage women to participate. And the delay of having the senior level females trickling down and impacting the actual customers has not happened yet.
And I think there is a disconnect here in terms of the parts of the bank. So women are underrepresented as wealth advisors and overrepresented as traditional branch level bank representatives.
Absolutely.
If you could have one wish granted, one wish that you would like to see come to fruition over the course of the next 5 years to empower and enable to have the prosperity that they deserve, what would it be?
My wish would be that every woman has and controls her own money. Mm. The meaning of that is no matter what type of relationship you're in, whether it is heterosexual, homosexual, however you like to have a relationship, that everybody
or none. Many or women none. Have none.
Absolutely.
Happy.
You're right.
Solo. Yeah.
Yeah. So know the money you have now, know the money you need in the future. Mm. Women have a longer lifespan than men. Mm-hmm. 90% of women will end up being the sole control of their finances, even though a lot of them are not participating. So in your senior years, you're then thrust into this really complicated decision-making scenario. And if you don't start now and you're not familiar with what's happening, it's just so stressful in a time when you're already probably
Have to learn how to use Zoom at 80, let alone how to figure out my finances.
Yeah.
Put me in the grave.
So that's
Alexander,
my wish.
I'm afraid that's the time
now.
That we have. I love your wish. I will just put that out into the universe. I will hold a candle. I will, you know, smudge that and wish that and all that.
Thank you.
This is a conversation that we are continuing to have in this forum because clearly more needs to be done. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Alexander Stanti is the founder of Bank Like a Woman.